Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love. We actually say uniting humankind with our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, and we're so happy to have you with us this evening. And boy, do we have a treat for you and a treat for everybody who's listening to the archives, to our podcast, pre-recorded show. Whenever you're listening, you're going to love this because tonight, we have a very special listener panel joining us. People who've listened to the radio show, who've been working with Dr. Dean, working with their own health over the course of many years in some cases, to utilize, to integrate her wisdom and her formulas and her sage advice into their lives. Now, this is not a medical advice show. And also, Dr. Dean doesn't give medical advice, but what she does do, and she does in such a marvelous and tremendous fashion, is she is a public health advocate. She has been at the beginning and at the leading and at the end and bringing up the front and the rear, and she's the caboose and she's the engine of the health freedom movement for many, many, many years. And her stand, her commitment is to teach people how to integrate nutrition, integrate holistic principles, integrate movement, integrate every asset they possibly can into their health, their vitality, and their own being, their own responsible choices, and experience the benefit of working with nature, of working with natural strategies. Yes, we all know there's a place for drug and devices, usually in critical care, sometimes in a trauma or something, you're going to get in a car accident. Of course, you are going to want to go to the doctor and have your legs set. There's no doubt about that. But when we're talking about daily lifestyle choices, we're talking about taking responsibility for your health. And that's where Dr. Dean comes swinging in with the most incredible benefits you can imagine. So tonight, we're talking about health freedom. We're talking about benefiting yourself. We're talking about integrating this. We're talking about taking that health journey. And we've got our listener panel here to support you in understanding what the real life experience of that is. So we're grateful to have them. And without further ado, I'm going to bring on our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of the number one bestseller, The Magnesium Miracle. Tons of free ebooks, resources, videos, webinars, guides, Kindles. There's no end to the expertise she shared, all at no cost with the public, and the willingness to be on the show as per usual every Monday night to make a difference for everyone who's listening. So without further ado, we bring her on. Welcome our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean.
And there are the children. I can't start without the children. Thank you, Ginny. Okay, so much to say. I'm not going to do housekeeping, but there's so much else going on. I do have to say, Ginny, according to my friend Jack McClinton, what I do is I break it down. I tell people what's really going on. And I mentioned that because last Friday, I was on Jack's Instagram iPod. We did 80 minutes. And you can see that interview. I think Ginny's going to put it up on our social media. You can go to Manifest McClinton, McClinton. And get the show on his Instagram. So I wanted to mention that. I also want to say that we're getting a lot of incredible feedback on our vitamin C reset berry powder with potassium and 2 grams of vitamin C, ascorbic acid. People love it. I love it because it does eliminate the taste of the minerals. So having put that information out there, Chad was saying that he did put it out in our email blogs about the vitamin C reset. And we had a big surge, even more than usual, on our Remag liquid, because now people can take their Remag liquid with the berry powder and they don't have to worry about the test. So that's totally awesome. And we do have a guest panel, as Ginny mentioned. Bob is here, Claudia and Debbie, to talk about their experience with their thyroids and their adrenals. But we do have to go through some basics because there are new listeners. So what I do is just go through the blog that Ginny sends out on the Monday morning. And the blog usually is just taken from some of my writing. This one may be from the book Total Body Reset for Your Thyroid. That's a free download at drcarolindeanlive.com. And the blog itself is at actually drcarolindeanlive.com as well, or you got it in your email. But just to overview, and I'll jump through the blog because we do want to get to our guests in our mailbag. So minerals are extremely important for the adrenals, thyroid, and sex hormones. They all work together. When one is deficient, the others kind of have to support the one that's deficient. So they work together. And how we know that is on blood tests, when the cortisol levels, the stress cortisol levels from the adrenals go up, the thyroid hormone levels go down. So a lot of stress will increase the cortisol. Now, it doesn't happen just boom, your cortisol goes up, your thyroid goes down. What's happening underneath there is your magnesium is getting low. Your magnesium is being used up, and your other minerals as well. And that will trigger down the stream to your thyroid. It's a bit complicated, but it's very intermingled with your minerals. And something that I have to put in the next edition of Total Body Reset for Your Thyroid is that the thyroid gland has receptors for the hormone progesterone, female hormone progesterone. So as progesterone binds with these thyroid receptors, the thyroid cells produce thyroid hormones. So look how intimate a connection that is. So if there isn't enough progesterone available, production of thyroid hormones is often low. And what we know about our estrogen progesterone balance is a lot of people have too much estrogen and not enough progesterone. And that I do talk about, what book would that be? I probably talk about it a bit in Total Body Reset for Your Thyroid, but also the Remite Recalcia book, because our Remite is the major treatment for low thyroid hormone production. And the blog goes on to talk about, you know, what to treat first, the adrenal or thyroid. You know, some natural medicine doctors think that the body works in a linear fashion. But we just say, just give the cells the nutrition they require and the body will sort it out. If the priority of the body is to go for your thyroid first, it will. If the priority is to go for your adrenals, it will, as long as it has the building blocks. And I'll get to those shortly. Because yes, the standard treatment for thyroid, even in natural medicine, is to give thyroid replacement therapy. However, as I found out when I was researching for Remite, 9 of the 12 minerals in Remite are required to make thyroid hormones. And I myself, when I was first taking it in the trial runs, within 6 weeks, I no longer had to take my 60 milligrams of Armour thyroid because my thyroid was working to produce its own hormones. And that's what happens with many of our, well, most, I should say, of our customers. And what we caution people on in here on the radio show and in the books is that you have to keep track of how you're feeling. If you're starting to get warm, your hands are warming up, you're feeling a little more hyper than usual, then you have to get your thyroid hormones tested to see if maybe you're making enough now. And with your doctor, you can wean back on your thyroid hormone, the synthetic or the natural thyroid hormone replacement, because you no longer need that replacement. So with adrenal fatigue and dysfunction, I also talk about poor diet, mineral deficiencies, emotional stress, chronic inflammation, and underactive thyroid. But what's causing the inflammation is often mineral deficiencies. I mean, magnesium, for example, is the best anti-inflammatory. So if you don't have that circulating in your body, then your body's going to feel inflamed. And diet-wise for thyroid and adrenals, it's avoiding the refined sugars, the glutens, processed dairy. They can lead to inflammation themselves. And what they also do, especially, yeah, the sugars, the wheat, and dairy, is they'll grow extra yeast in your large intestines, and then that yeast can travel up to your small intestine, cause leaky gut, cause the 178 different yeast toxins to be absorbed through that leaky gut, and cause symptoms throughout the body. I mean, arthritis, chronic fatigue, and pain can be part of the yeast overgrowth. And we also think of those symptoms with low thyroid. So they're all mixed together. What we know about, say, magnesium and molybdenum is they help detoxify the yeast toxins. But it's much better to go on a yeast-free diet and do our yeast management. And that entails using our Flora Revive, which is our probiotic and antifungal, and our Pico Silver, which is important as an anti-infective, including an antifungal. And we want to do that because the yeast toxins can directly block thyroid function and possibly adrenal function as well. The treatment for adrenal fatigue, it begins with sodium. And, you know, people who also with their adrenal fatigue have blood pressure problems, heart problems, they've been told to avoid sodium. So by avoiding sodium, you may be worsening your adrenal fatigue. But I'm not talking about table salt sodium, which is just sodium chloride. I want people to have a sea salt sodium support. And that's where I begin with telling people to take care of their health by hydrating with sea salted water. And it's a quarter teaspoon of sea salt in your purified water, whatever water you're drinking. And the amount of water is important. You take your body weight, divide that by in half, and drink that many ounces of water a day. And in each liter, put a quarter teaspoon of sea salt. So there's your sodium for the day. And let's just go on here. The best diet, as said already, is yeast-free, which is avoiding sugar, gluten, and dairy. And with the thyroid, I also already mentioned the nine minerals, that's your remite. And the dosage, I just keep it at a teaspoon and a half. You start with a quarter teaspoon, work up to a teaspoon and a half. I don't want people overloading on minerals. The body will utilize the minerals that you give it, and over time it'll build up your mineral stores. And the sex hormones are supported also by minerals and the proper function of thyroid and adrenals. We've had people tell us when they saturate with their REMAG, dozens of menopause symptoms will go away. So that is good to know how they all work together. So that's just the wrap up then, is thyroid, you're taking your Remite, your REMAG, and doing a yeast detox. Of course, all the complement formulas are supportive, but that's your focus. For the adrenals, I mean, I guess what got me into our Pico potassium was because for the adrenals, you want your sea salt, you want a potassium source, you want a vitamin C source. And I was very concerned that people were taking home remedies for their potassium, taking a cream of tartar, which you have no idea how much potassium is in each box you buy. So that was putting people at risk. You know, people who are our customers, they're often on medications for their heart, and they've been told to avoid potassium. So we had to be very careful. So the Pico potassium seemed to be something that was very important for me to get around the FDA ruling that you could only put 99 milligrams of potassium in a dose of a potassium supplement. So I made the Pico potassium a quarter teaspoon per dose. And if you take your teaspoon of Pico potassium, you're getting about 400 milligrams. And low potassium levels, totally associated with the adrenals, so is vitamin C. So with our vitamin C reset, our sea salt, I put my vitamin C reset in, and my minerals and my sea salt all in a big jug of water. And with the vitamin C reset, it has your ascorbic acid, and it also has 407 grams of food-based potassium. So that is a good balancer. There's a lot more to say, but we do want to get to our guests. I'll ask Ginny if she has anything to add to the overview that describes thyroid insufficiency or hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue.
Well, the one thing I just want to kind of make sure we connect the dots on, and we know we have so many people, you know, thousands and thousands of people who listen to the radio show, and some of them have been told, Carolyn, about this adrenal cocktail and cream of tartar and orange juice and stuff. And you and I sat down and figured out that our vitamin C reset and a good whack of potassium, Pico potassium, is even better. Mm-hmm. Than a adrenal cocktail. Can you talk about that for just a minute? I know you touched on putting it together, but I want to make it kind of a comparison of that adrenal cocktail, because I think that's not very good information.
Right. You do have to watch it about home remedies. What it is, it's actually taking orange juice, and that's kind of not on our yeast diet right there. The high fructose and glucose levels in orange juice are usually, verboten. So right away, that was a problem. The cream of tartar, as I said, you have no idea how many milligrams of potassium you're getting. If you're on a heart regimen with our products and maybe still taking your medications, and from jar to jar or box to box of cream of tartar, the potassium amount changes, you could be throwing off your other medications. We know when you're low in magnesium, you're also low in potassium. And to support saturating your body with magnesium, you really do need potassium. I used to tell people to make a potassium broth or eat a lot of vegetables and hope that the body sorted it out. But when we're giving people these high amounts of magnesium, we do want to support it with a measurable amount of potassium. And I also mentioned the sea salt. So the home remedy is, a glass of orange juice, whatever, quarter, half a teaspoon of sea salt and a teaspoon or so of cream of tartar. And you just, chug it back and hope for the best. So we're not really interested in that type of treatment because it's so much focused on just, I don't know, trying to treat yourself with a home remedy when you're in the midst of a health problem is not a good idea. When you have a good alternative, which as Jenny said, is our adrenal cocktail with the vitamin C reset, the peak of potassium, and the sea salt. Now, some people in the, the home remedy world of adrenals will say that ascorbic acid is not good for the body. The reason they say that is because compared to a whole food vitamin C, it doesn't have the enzymes and the copper. There is an enzyme in whole food vitamin C that has copper attached, which is very helpful. So some people say, well, ascorbic acid will deplete your copper. Well, that's kind of stretching the truth a little. And that's why we did put some food-based berry powder in our ascorbic acid. That's what gives it its lovely taste. And I do also recommend people take one or two capsules of whole C reset every day, because the whole complex of vitamin C, it's got eight different compounds. They all have different goals in the body, different things, different processes that they deal with. So a lot of rambling there. I mean, there's so much information, but you could get the information on our vitamin C's at, where is it? Which book is that? Probably Total Body Immunity. We talk about whole C reset. And I think I talk about the vitamin C reset. I probably have to update that book now, Ginny, that we put out the product. So there you go. Another few minutes wasted.
Oh, no, never a waste, never a waste, never a waste. All right. So we've got some great guests this evening, Carolyn, that we wanted to bring on and talk a little bit because, the challenge of working with the thyroid and the adrenals, whenever you're rehabilitating or doing the total body reset or really bringing your body to a reset position, it's a little bit of a journey. It's, drugs and devices can work quickly and overnight sometimes. And sometimes people get discouraged by taking the longer, more practical road of nutrients. And so we thought we'd bring on some people to talk about their experience and share a little bit with the audience about what they've been up to and answer any questions that may come up. And I want to start this evening with Claudia because she's got the least amount of time to spend with us this evening. So welcome to the show, Claudia. And Dr. Dean, take it away.
We're ready.
Oh, do you want me to tell you my story?
Yeah, take it away. Ginny, well, what does take it away mean?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yes, we'd love to hear. Yeah, tell us your story. Tell us a little bit how you found us and what happened.
In the early 2000s, 2001, 2002, I began taking care of both of my elderly folks. And they lived on our farm with us in a separate home, but very close to ours for almost a decade. And so my cumulative stress built up over this period of time. And it's very stressful taking care of an elderly parent. And for anyone who's done it, I'm sure they can relate. I mean, I love both my folks, but it was very stressful. And I began to notice that I was having a lot of problems dealing with heat in the summer. I couldn't go outside during the day much because the heat just bothered me so much, and my heart rate was totally out of whack. My nerves were frazzled. I'd fly off the handle at anything. My stress level was just so bad that I knew that I wasn't going to be able to last very long like mm-hmm. that. And unfortunately, on one hand, but fortunately on the other hand, I got in a really bad ski accident in 2005, and the doctors discovered that not only was I suffering from an AFib heart rate, but I also had extreme problem with my thyroid, and I was hyperthyroid, and they said, you have Graves' disease. So I obviously had to visit with an endocrinologist, and the most frustrating thing about dealing with him was that he couldn't tell me why I had Graves' disease. He just said, you've been under stress, but he couldn't, if he'd mentioned it caught a mineral deficiency can cause this problem due to, from the stress, mm-hmm. I might've been able to address it then, but there was nothing for me to do other than follow his guidelines. So they radiated my thyroid, and then, of course, put me on levothyroxine without even, they didn't tell me there was more than one type of thyroid medication. They just put you on a medication, right. and there you go. This just continued on and on and on. And finally, 2016, 10 years of having to put up with all of this, I came down with the shingles because I was taking care of my elderly dog. And that's when I knew my life had to change. I had to figure out what to do, because I thought I was going to have a stroke or have some type of very serious health problem if I didn't fix my life, basically. And mm-hmm. and I found Dr. Dean's book, The Magnesium Miracle, online after doing extensive research on stress-induced health issues, including, irregular heartbeats. And I didn't buy your product right away because I thought, well, this is just another typical, salesman trying to sell their product.
Right.
But once I did, within 6 weeks' time, I started noticing a huge difference. And then I added Uremite a little bit later on. And that's when my thyroid started working better, what's left of it. And I noticed my energy levels picking up and my mood was chipper. And I mean, I really noticed this transformation, and so did my husband. and I had to decrease my thyroid medication because I couldn't sit down. I was just hyper. I'm like, I need to do something. I need to go outside and walk, and I need to work out, and I need to do all this stuff. So I knew that I'd found something that was going to really help me.
That's amazing. Tell me, you had your thyroid irradiated, so they pretty much told you your thyroid was non-functioning, but you're saying taking the Remite, it seems like some of your thyroid came back.
Well, it must have. They must not have been able to, destroy all of it. And the Remite really made a difference. So I know that it did something to cause the thyroid to begin operating what was still functional. It did mm-hmm. better. And that's mm-hmm. when I called my doctor and I said, I think I need to really cut back on my thyroid medication because I'm just, I'm so full of energy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do.
So what did your doctor say, Claudia?
Well, you know, I told her about the products and whatnot, and she, you know, she hemmed and hawed a little bit, but understood where my research was leading me, and she lessened the dose, and we toyed with that a little bit, but I switched doctors just this year to a naturopath, and she put, I said, can I try the Armour thyroid now? Because I said, and so now I'm taking that, but it's a really low dose, and we're just toying with it. And I just got my blood test kit from, your outfit, so I can participate in that. And I'm going to take that within the next week, you know, submit that so that I can play with this a little bit more and see, you know, how much more Armour thyroid I can reduce out of my daily intake.
That's wonderful. Okay. Let me just drive this point home a little more. I do often say to people who tell me they've had their thyroid removed surgically or irradiated, I said, well, there's still maybe some thyroid cells that are, they're still begging for minerals, you know, just go ahead and feed them. And also to remind people that Remite is not just for the thyroid. I get so excited about it myself that I tend to promote it for the thyroid, but there are 12 minerals. All those minerals are doing hundreds of functions in the body. They're really, really necessary and important. So don't think that it's just a thyroid medication, but tell us about your AFib. Was that mainly a consequence of your Graves' disease speeding up your thyroid?
That's what they believe. At first they thought it was the ski accident, you know, and I said, I don't think so. I think I've had a wacky heart rate for some time. Mm-hmm. I could have been have an AFib rate for years and just ignored it. You know, I was stupid. I should have gone to the doctor, but I just don't like going to the doctor very much. And, now I pay really close attention to it. And it's just, my heart rate has been so wonderful in the last 2 years. I've only had one or two episodes where it gets a little bit cranky, and it's usually when I'm physically tired and I didn't go to bed at my regular time, and I stayed up till, you know, 10, by gosh. I thrive on 9 hours of sleep. I go to bed very early and I get up very early, and I like that routine. So I find that the sleep, mainly due to the magnesium helping me sleep so well, really helps keep my body in sync, and my heart has just been fantastic. And the heart doctor, of course, wanted to put me on all these drugs and blood thinners, and he wanted to talked about doing an ablation, and I'm like, well, that's not going to happen. And I did take him that report that you have on your website about, you know, how the magnesium deficiency is becoming so prevalent, or has been. And I took it and left it for him, and I said, read this. The magnesium supplement's really helping. I hope you can help other patients.
That's good. Good for you. Yeah, that it's like layering of the onion, Claudia. The more times these doctors hear about magnesium, then eventually, and especially if they or one of their family members gets a regular heart rate or AFib. But yes, that's something I'm pretty sure I have it in my heart health book under AFib, that one of the causes can be when your thyroid goes hyper. And some people can go through hypo states and nobody can figure it out. But it does appear that not that you use Remite for your Graves' disease. I don't really recommend that straight on, but the Remite seems to be able to balance out minor hyperthyroidism. I do have a section on on Graves' disease in the thyroid book, where there are other things that are important to look at with Graves' disease. It is a bit harder to handle, and it can be a medical emergency when you have so much thyroid hormone coursing through your body. It elevates your heart rate and makes you think like, you know, you're jumping out of your skin. It's like a total body irritant. Is that right, Claudia?
Oh, yes. Irritant is a very good word for it.
Okay, I'm going to ask Ginny if she has questions for you and our other guests about what you went through, because it's really wonderful to hear your experience and how you came out the other end. Go ahead, Ginny.
Yep. Here I am. Sorry, I was trying to get my button to work. I did, Claudia, want to ask you, when you encountered, what is the biggest obstacle that you think you encountered as far as when you first started incorporating the products? Because I think that is something that people like to hear. How did you get over the little hump? Were you encouraged right away, or did you have to work with it a little while, or what happened there?
So, I bought a bottle, right? And I thought, I'll take this with the sea salted water, like you suggested. And I, you know, broke it down. So I took several different doses during the day in the sea water or the sea salted water. And I think it had to have been within that first bottle that I started feeling better, because so it would have been what, 3 or 4 weeks. And I think I probably started sleeping better, which would be the first clue that something was going well, because my sleep was just terrible. For years, it was terrible. And, you know, it really bothered me that I didn't sleep well. And I worried about everything. And I got road rage. People would, you know, drive terrible. And I noticed that all of these things went away. All of these things that seemed to peck at me, they quit bothering me. And so I thought, well, gee, I got to keep doing this. And that's when I added the Remite, because I thought, well, I'll try another product. And then I bought the bundle, and everything just kind of fell in line. And then I started feeling so darn good. My friends were jealous, because I was happy all the time. I am right now. I mean, and my husband takes the products and he's happy. Nothing bothers us. We are, this COVID thing, we just handled this so well, and stressful situations, you know. I don't know if that answered your question, but I hope it provided a little insight as to how happy I am with the products.
Yeah, no, that's great. And you did answer. And I think one of the things I was just asking about was obstacles. And COVID has been a big obstacle for people, because they have been on the products and they've been used to thinking about them a certain way, but they weren't necessarily used to thinking about, wow, I've got this protection now that I didn't have before. And I really can have confidence in my body and what it's able to do. So that's really exciting that you mentioned that too. Thank you so much for saying that.
Yes, and we think of Remite for the thyroid, but what you did, Claudia, you started with the Remag, and that, well, we know it supports 80% of known metabolic functions. It works on 1,000 different systems, so it's going to help support so much, including the thyroid. But yes, the sleep, when you started getting good rest, your body was able to start to heal and make use of the magnesium. And that's what we call Remag our gateway drug, because as soon as people take that, they start feeling so good, they want more. It's like, yes. Well, I'm feeling good, and but she's got more stuff, I want it. So it's very kind of typically wonderful what you went through.
Awesome. And I've told so many people, and I shouldn't say nobody, very few people believe me. Cool. You know, I've gotten a few friends to take the product, but maybe they aren't as desperate as I was to try to find something that wasn't a prescription drug. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to go that route.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah. Awesome. People are pretty, I don't know if it's paranoid or jaded or whatever. They do have to come to the desperate point, or again, they have to hear about it a whole bunch of different times before it sinks in that it's something that could help them. But, you know, we appreciate you telling people and telling your doctor. We can even send your doctor a kit, a practitioner's kit. So that
I think you've done that already. I'm pretty sure that I submitted her name and everything.
Oh, good. Look
and
at
she,
you.
She was looking forward to it. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. The naturopath. Well, that's great.
That's awesome.
Okay. So, Ginny.
Yep. And let me just say, listeners, if you have a question for Claudia, she's only going to be with us, I think, until the top of the hour. She had a limited time. So if you have questions, if you can relate to her experience, you want to ask anything. I know one question that a lot of people always ask, Claudia, is, I won't put you on the spot, but how do you get your husband to take them? Because so many people want their spouse to take the products. And they're
He noticed a difference in my demeanor. Because of my stress level and all my health issues due to the stress of having to deal with my parents and then with my poor old dog, I just couldn't leave her. She was, I just couldn't leave her alone, and I wanted to take care of her, as she was slowly, getting to the age where I knew she wasn't going to last very long. And I was crabby, and I was, would snap at him, and I would, he just, knew I was uptight. And once I started taking the magnesium and the other products, he could see a total transformation in me. And, I would, in the morning, I'm like whistling and singing and chipper, and he just said, well, I want to take whatever you're taking.
I want some of that. Yeah. I want
some. He's the same way. And he just last week we had a pretty stressful situation here, and he just started laughing, and he says, oh, I'm just gonna go take some more magnesium. he says, I don't care. And it's helped us both, and he takes all the other products too. So he's feeling younger. He's 63, and he's been on backpacking trips this summer. And he said, boy, you know what? I did better this year than I did last year or the year before. And his physical fitness level has improved, because he feels better and wants to go, work out more. And it's like a new starting point for us. And I wish we'd been on these products in our 40s or 30s even.
That's neat.
That's wonderful. But you're here now, and I think let's just make a scale here for every year that we go on with our supplements, or no, our complement formulas, it eliminates 2 years.
I'm hoping in another 10, 15 years, I look like you.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That's what we'll aim for, because I seriously feel, 30 years younger than I am. Yeah. It's wonderful. Well, Claudia, you've been awesome. Thank you so much. And yes, Ginny, we'll see if there's any.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ginny, we'll look for questions on the chat or by phone. Go ahead, Ginny.
Right. And listen, if you are listening again through the archives and you have a question for any of our guests, we do matchmaking after the shows all the time. Not a problem. Just email questions, QUESTIONS at drcarolindeanlive.com. Melody Rose, who handles our radio show emails, will be sure to get you connected or get your question to Dr. Dean or any one of our guests. And we'll be happy to get the response for you. No problem. Well, Claudia, stand by because I want to bring Bob on and let him talk a little bit about his experience. Then we're going to get Debbie in the mix. We've got some questions on the mailbag too that I know Carolyn wants to get to. Bob, can you come on in and join the party and let us know a little bit about your experience? It's so great to have a man on the call here talking about health issues for males because it's different than for women. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I first got connected with Dr. Dean's compliment supplements, as a result of an article I read. I'll back up a little bit. At 58, I developed type 2 diabetes. I weighed 180 pounds. I'm only 5'6". I was way overweight. You know, my doctor sat me down and it was kind of like I felt I was in the matrix. He put out one hand and he said, well, you have this option. And he opened his hand and there was this red pill in his hand. And he said, and I said, well, what's this? And he said, well, this starts with metformin and then we'll start with something else in 5 years because you'll become allergic to that. And you'll gain weight and you, but you can go on eating all that crap you're eating. And, and he said, probably in 15 years, I'll start cutting off your toes. And I said, I want to see the other hand, and so he opened the other hand and it was empty, and he said to me, and I said, so what's this? And he said, well, this is the hard one. He said, this hand has got the secret, but it's really the hardest. And I said, well, tell me what it is. He said, well, you have to change your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And, if you change your lifestyle, you can, you can become free of your diabetes. And, he put me through a process where he taught me to learn to manage my health through empirical evidence. So for the first 3 months, I took blood sticks, before every meal and after every meal. I knew what food jumped my sugar. I knew what didn't jump my sugar. And I'm now 74 and I've never taken any medication for diabetes. Mm-hmm. And, but he really empowered me to really look for, and understand what was going on in my body. And, so I changed my diet. I lost 30 pounds in the first 6 months, and I've now lost a total of 40 pounds. And, my blood sugar is better than most people who are, on a day-to-day basis. So, but I read an article by Dr. Dean that really just caught my interest because I was always looking for something else as to why did I get this and what could have been the cause of getting this diabetes. And there was this article that listed out the maladies, and that was the result of magnesium deficiency. And one of them was high blood pressure, which I've suffered from, and the next one was diabetes. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, I've been doing all this work for so many years, and I've never read a single article about magnesium and diabetes or magnesium and, high blood pressure. And so I've watched every video that Dr. Dean has ever made. I've read her book 3 times over. I give it away to friends. They think I'm they say, is this the Bible? I said, yes, it's the Bible of magnesium. Yeah, take it. I really have studied your work entirely. So like the previous guest, I was a little concerned because, taking something I don't know, I'm willing to try that. So what I did is I started making magnesium oil from, rock salts and, from the salts of the Mediterranean.
Magnesium chloride. Magnesium chloride
and,
one. Uh-huh.
I walked around with a spray bottle spraying myself all the time. Uh-huh. And rubbing it into my skin and all the rest. And, I started after, just with that, maybe within a month or two, I started feeling really good. I mean, uh-huh. really good. It didn't help my blood sugar and it didn't help my diabetes that much. But, I started feeling good. But I really listened to probably one of the things you said in the very beginning of your tapes and your interviews was, you got to give this time. This is not going to be something that, is going to make you feel great just in the first day or the first week. You'll see some progress. And I can say that, you know, I started taking this probably 5 or 6 years ago. You know, I had body pains that anybody, you know, in their late 60s, you know, this aches, that aches. I would say I'm almost completely free of body pain. Joints, aches, you know, just one by one, gradually, they just disappeared. I would say that, you know, I'll be 75 in April. You know, for the last 5 years, I drove a limousine and I've driven around the world, equivalent of driving around the world about six times, more than 240 miles, working, you know, many, many hours a day. And the guys who are 20 years younger than me are asking, what are you taking? You know, are you doing speed or what are you on? I said, I'm on magnesium, man. This is better than speed, you know, and, you know, so I have enormous energy. I have less body pain. I sleep well. You know, I'm mentally alert. I had to give up driving because of this COVID, and I just didn't want to be exposed to all of the people picking them up at the airport. So I'm starting a new business, and I'm becoming a day trader on the stock market, which I know nothing about. But, you know, I have so much energy, I really need to, not in a negative way, in a positive way. And so, but one of the things I was telling one of your customer service representatives, which brings you back to your topic tonight, which is thyroid, is that, you know, I was not paying attention, but I would say in the last 2 years, you know, I would say essentially at, you know, as a 73-year-old, you assume that it's natural that, you know, you really don't have any sexual drive and, you know, basically you don't have any sexual function. And, you know, I just took it as a sign of age. Well, I've been taking this now for, you know, I take magnesium, I take Remag, I take potassium, I take zinc, I take silver, I take vitamin C, I take vitamin D. Some of those are newer. But I take, you know, a full complement of everything every day. I take 3 teaspoons of magnesium a day, 1.5 of, you know, the Remag and, you know, the others as you've recommended. Right. And, you know, suddenly I'm waking up in the night like a teenager with a physical erection. And, you know, I'm saying to myself, why didn't I have this 25 years ago?
That's pretty cool. That is very cool. You know what I'm thinking right now, Bob? You've got such a great voice and great delivery. Why don't you start doing podcasts about your health? To, you know, do the over 70 club. This is how you get healthy. That would give you something to do. Seriously, yeah, totally serious.
Yeah, well, I thought of it. I thought about becoming a health coach because I've read, you know, probably, you know, 25 or 30 books on nutrition. And I'm a vegetarian. You know, mostly a vegan. I really watch my diet. You know, I don't have milk. I don't have any sugar. I really can't watch sugar. And so I'm very healthy. You know, on an average, I walk about 4 or 5 miles a day. So, you know, I have physical energy. I have mental energy. I have emotional energy. So, you know, I would say that, you know, my experience is I've told lots of people like the previous guest, and I've had very few people except my brother who was a runner. And I told him, I said, look, you had kidney stones. And she says, this is good for kidney stones. And he started taking it and he stopped getting kidney stones. And he takes now Remag, Remite. I would say the one that was the biggest surprise, or, you know, I know of colloidal silver from earlier, but never really took it. But when your silver came out, Pico Silver, you know, I started using it every night as like a mouthwash. And, you know, as an elderly person, you know, your teeth begin to ache and, you know, it's just normal. And since I wash, you know, rinse my mouth every night, and instead of spitting out the rinse, I swallow it because it's good for me.
Exactly.
And, yeah. So
don't waste it. You don't.
Yeah,
waste
you bet
it,
your life. You bet your life. So, and but the teeth, my teeth, and my aching in my teeth and my in my gums, it's completely gone away, which I assume is because, you know, the bacterial overgrowth in my gums and all, which, you can't get and all the rest, has all been killed by this constant soaking in the silver.
Yeah.
And last night I had a sore throat and I used a nebulizer and I did, silver, and this morning I woke up, I didn't have a sore throat, so I've become a disciple of Dr. Dean. So if I become a spokesperson, run a thing for the 70s and over, I have to acknowledge that this is greatly influenced by Dr. Dean.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you could become a health coach and become, what do we have, Ginny? People that sell our products. What are they called?
Customer service?
No. Oh, yeah. I mean, Claudia and Bob, totally customer service material. Are you kidding?
In fact, I talked to Julie. I asked her whether you guys were hiring. I said, look, I need something to engage me. And I said, I could talk to customers all day long.
That's so, well, we'll have to figure out an honorary role. You know, the great thing about our customer service team, and we've just got a minute or two till the top of the hour, but you guys will stay with us, but over the top of the hour. But the great thing about customer service, our people are so dedicated, they never quit. So we just keep, they just keep picking up more momentum and everything else like that. But, we'll figure out something. We'll do something fun. We really will, because everybody we have. As a matter of fact, we awarded our customers the video competition. We'll talk about it in the next hour. And we've got such wonderful customers. I mean, amazing people. So
I finally got to the thyroid at the end, or the impact of on the sex hormones, but it was unintended, but it really showed me what you say is that the elderly population after 65, we're all suffering from is really mineral deficiency. It was very clear. Here I am at 73 regaining a function which I thought was just turned off naturally, and it's not turned off naturally. It's turned off because of a depletion.
Amazing, right?
Very good.
Yeah, and we're going to say goodbye, aloha to Claudia. Thank you so much for
my being hearing your story, Claudia. It was really inspiring.
And good to hear yours too, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bob, you stay on with us and we're going to take a break and we'll be right back after this break here at Dream Vision.
I'm here for the bye.
Very good.
Bob's here for the duration. Yeah, so aloha, Claudia. Thank you, Claudia.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back with Hour 2 of the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit rnareset.com to learn more. That's rnareset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.